Hello.
Hi, this is Tahila. I'm calling from Deluxe Home Care. How are you?
Okay, I suppose.
Okay, great. Listen, I'm sorry about what happened with today. Tammy spoke with me about what happened. The caregiver was not answering our phone calls, and a lot of times this happens where the caregiver, we speak to them before, we send them texts, we call them, everything's set up, and it's out of our control. I put it on high priority to find another caregiver, and we do have another one. I just wanted to ask you before if you were interested. It's a male caregiver. It is male. He is male. He's a great caregiver. I just wanted to know if that would be an option.
Why I'm hesitant on that is I have my reasons. I wouldn't like to discuss that, but I have my reasons. And in a way, I might. I shouldn't say I might. I guess I will. We'll see where we go from here. If day one they fumble, I'm going to tell them to leave and don't come back. And of course, then I'm probably going to find a different agency, but because obviously, I have my reasons, and I don't have anybody right now, of course, and that's why the state obviously put it through like within 2 days, and then you guys said you weren't unprepared for this, but when I first talked, we went over the hypotheticals of that happening anyways. So and then you guys said you were unprepared. I mean, like we went over it from day one. So anyways, just like we went over from day one that I'm not happy with the male caregiver. I wouldn't want a male caregiver.
No worries. And again, I am so sorry with what happened. Really, I even spoke to you. I remember, this usually doesn't happen. And listen, we'll continue finding a need if you switch agencies. I get it, but hopefully we'll be able to find a female caregiver soon. Okay?
Okay, so the conundrum on this male caregiver, you say, and then I'm assuming you're going to,
You said no male caregiver, right?
I said before I mentioned I was unhappy and didn't want one, I said I don't mind, I guess, giving this one opportunity for this male caregiver a go. And then, like I said, I'm even going to, if it doesn't work out, telling them while they're on the shift to leave and not come back.
That's fine.
So I would
That's fine.
that's why I'm saying I wouldn't mind trying it, and then I could even say with the state in the future, I gave a male caregiver a go and they fumbled the ball. So
Okay, listen, I'm o happy that you're even open to trying. And I'll let Steffi know. Okay?
okay. With that being said, with that information being said, how soon, since you're saying you know that this is going to be, I guess, because yeah, I want you to have this on record. Hopefully, the phone call is being recorded. But what I'm
Yes,
getting
it
at
is.
here is you're saying that this caregiver you guys know is going to be a good fit or something along those lines.
Yeah, he should be good. I'm not sure if he's compliant or not.
What do you mean compliant?
Documents
Like,
wise. No, just documents
sorry?
wise, if everything is in
Oh.
check. If not, we'll have to make sure that is in place and shouldn't take more than a day or two.
Okay.
So I'll confirm with you. We'll definitely call you before.
Okay.
Okay.
And of course, why I'm asking is, for one, why I'm asking about the time frame on that is because, of course, you know, we had a time frame before of you guys setting a date was the 26th, and then surprisingly, you did have one. And then, of course, like where I'm going with this too is I'm assuming you guys are going to be removing, even though I like had to sign a file, like here's another communications issue that I'm having with you guys. I asked if all the paperwork was done and over with, and then I get one at like 9:49 this morning for Karen still. Well, what was the ordeal with that?
So I'm not exactly sure what she sent. I'm not exactly sure, but I do know that there's a patient and caregiver contract that is usually sent out on the day of that there's a start of, like, the caregiver is supposed to start. So we don't usually send that out until everything is set and the caregiver is going to go that day. So usually they always show up, and of course, you know, this time we're extremely sorry that, you know, of course we're taking care of our system. We don't like unreliable aides, but usually what we have is a patient and caregiver contract.
Okay. Because I noticed it was talking about the payment details and how they would be paid. That's it's not like I'm confused on what it was. I was just surprised that I've got that because I asked, was all the paperwork done for them to start? And then I got a confirmation of yes, and then I get this. So it's just like, what? So there's a failure of communication, in my opinion, right there. So,
right. No, I get that.
So then I was just calling that out, wasn't confused on that. But, and then another thing to mention is then I'm assuming you guys are hopefully going to remove her, because if she failed to start Saturday, then she failed to start today. I don't want her at all anymore.
No, no, no. We are not. We're taking her off our system for sure. Even for other patients, I would not want an unreliable aid. It's not worth it. Yeah.
Okay. And then, of course, how are your guys, is other than with this other caregiver here that you're talking about, this other male caregiver that's going to hopefully start whenever, other than them, is all your resources used up, or,
no,
you know, why I'm asking,
because
I don't want to.
No, I get it. Just seeing how long it took for us to actually find, you know, the first initial caregiver, it looks like you're in more of a difficult area that we don't have a lot of, you know, we even paid to put up more ads and in our other systems and how we find caregivers. We tried someone even in-house to try to help us find who works in the area. And sometimes it's slower. Sometimes, you know, also in the summer it's harder to find caregivers. It depends on a couple of factors. And in this specific area, I spoke to the staffing department. They said it's a little bit harder to find caregivers. And every day we're, you know, we're updating it, trying to find, reloading, and trying to work on it. So it's not like we, you know, we're trying to, you know, leave you out here in the dust. We're definitely really trying, and I really do hope this caregiver works out.
Okay.
And I just let them know, okay?
All right. Yeah, why I'm asking is because, you know, again, I would say it was a communication issue if you guys said, or you or somebody said, that, you know, before I even swapped with the States from Ozark Independent Living to you guys, that you guys have connections out here. I guess your connections is what you mentioned you talked to, but it sounded like you said you had connections out there and you had people, and therefore it made me more, you know, I guess, willing to swap right then and there instead of me saying, well, let me give you 2 weeks and see if you have anybody to begin with, instead of swapping immediately. So you see what I'm saying there? So it's like,
no, I get that.
What?
No, I definitely get that.
So, of course, you know, if, I don't know, hopefully you guys find somebody and then find a backup, and then we go from there, and then I wouldn't, of course, like you said, myself would have to look for a different agency, but then again, here's another funny conundrum that I guess it looks like I guess I would have to move to begin with, or move down the road to somewhere more populated to, I guess, have more options, but yeah, that's rough. So,
yeah, again, I'm sorry about this whole situation, and we're going to work really hard to make sure, you know, to get another caregiver on as quickly as possible. Okay?
Okay, yeah, because, you know, I would hate to, and myself, wait, what was it, another 2 weeks or more?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah, I get that.
So, that would be great, and, of course, yeah, if you guys would keep me up to date, and then is there with this other caregiver, you say hopefully within 2 days, so I guess by Friday or something like that, then we'll shoot for? Or Thursday?
I'm hoping even earlier. Yeah, Friday we're actually, we're not in office.
Okay.
So that's why I'm trying to shoot for either Thursday. Even Wednesday or Thursday. And if not, then maybe for Monday, but it should be earlier.
Okay. And then let me look at the calendar real quick here. And if you don't mind me asking, where would they be located? Because the other caregiver surprisingly was in, or located, they said, in Willow Springs.
So I'm not sure. I'm going to ask the staffing department for more information. But I can find out for you and we can confirm with you.
Okay, so yeah, Monday, then yeah, Monday, that would be the 6th.
That would be
Gotcha.
the sixth, correct?
All
Tuesday
right.
would be the second. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well,
Okay,
thanks for
we'll be in touch, okay?
getting back to me, and
Yeah, no worries.
we'll talk to you guys hopefully soon, and
Yes.
let me know the situation. All right.
Yes, I'll keep you in the loop. Thank you. We'll be in
All right.
touch.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You
Bye.
too.